Okay, hello again, everybody. If you've been watching the stream all afternoon, you may have seen me about half an hour ago interviewing Daniel Kupal. And I'm back. And this time I'm with Max Marcon. Max, why don't you explain what you do, what your position is, and kind of what you do on a day-to-day basis?
Yeah, so I am a director of product at MongoDB. I lead developer tools. That means the Atlas CLI that you saw a lot of today, Compass, MongoDB Shell, IDE extensions, a few other things, AI, developer tools. That's what my team.
Just a really small list.
Yeah, exactly.
Excellent. And you were on the keynote this morning.
I was.
Congratulations.
It was fun.
That went very well.
Yeah.
That was great. So yeah, tell us about, we're here to talk about the Atlas CLI and the kind of the GA of Docker support.
Yeah. So as Melissa mentioned in the keynote this morning, this is a functionality that we announced in public preview last year here in London. And in this past last year, we've been working very closely with a number of customers to see how we could support them best when they developed with MongoDB locally. And locally means not on the cloud, not on a server that's somewhere, but most likely on the developer's laptops. And then when it comes to testing, that could also mean on your in CI, in your continuous integration server, in your GitHub Actions, and so on. And the primary reason for providing this new experience for Atlas is that we really want to give developers a very short feedback loop. So think about it, you're writing code, you put some data into MongoDB, you run some tests, and you want the result right away. You don't want to wait for a deployment, you don't want to wait for a cluster to spin up somewhere. You want to insert data, read data, and do that very efficiently. And that is a fundamental capability when you are building an application. It's even more important when you are testing an application. So if you run a suite of tests, like 1,000 tests, and you want to be able to do that before every commit, you need the environment to be fast. You need the environment to spin up quickly. So having it locally in a Docker image means that it's going to be fast. And yeah, you can throw it away and you can create a new one. And so on.
But fundamentally, the tighter you can keep that feedback, the faster developers get. It's probably the biggest thing you can do, I think, to keep developers productive. I've seen my own personal experience bringing up Atlas with CLI, just kind of running a kernel. I'm running Atlas on my own machine. It's absolutely incredible.
Yeah. And I love it personally. It's the way I used to write applications, develop applications. We've seen a lot of success with both offering the CLI as well as with Docker. Customers love the idea that they have Docker already for everything else. They use Docker Compose for their application stack when they build code, when they write tests. And now we can give them the same experience for others. And I think that's just amazing.
So you mentioned that there, like getting into the details. So this is one of the new features in with the Atlas CLI is this integration with SM Docker tools like Compose. Right? So if I'm already using Compose, I can add configuration in there to bring the
Compose app. Yeah. So the Atlas CLI is just sugar around the experience. Mm-hmm. So, but you can go and get the Docker image directly and insert it in your Docker Compose file. And when you have that, you can spin it up with the rest of your services, but the CLI still knows about it. So if you want to look at what local environments are running, you do Atlas deployments list, those will still track. If you want to put data in those environments, that you can still do with the normal tools that you use. If you want to create search indexes, then you can still do with the Atlas CLI.
That's very cool. And if you once I've kind of set up that all this environment locally, then when I'm moving to production, do we have anything in there that kind of helps with that?
So
lift and shift, and
not right now. We've been talking to customers. We know that there are opportunities. For example, in the area of lifecycle indexes, think about even what we showed this morning at the keynote. Like you build an application, you realize that there is an index missing. Maybe your IDE tells you. Now you go create an index locally to make sure that the MongoDB responds in the right way when you create your queries. But then you want to eventually move that index to production. You can do it manually, obviously. You can write a shell script that copies the configuration from local and applies it to production. But maybe over time, it makes sense to expose this type of capability already as part of the local SIO.
Yeah, that would be pretty amazing. given how fast we're moving on developer tooling, it wouldn't surprise me if you see that soon.
Yeah, I mean, for the last year, we've been incorporating feedback and feedback from customers into the product, and we'll just keep doing that. So anybody who has thoughts, they can share them on like User Voice. They can get in touch in the community forums. And we listen to all this feedback, and we also talk to customers directly, obviously, and all of that informs us about that.
Why does it?
Great. So maybe a controversial question, I don't know, but is there a future where people can run Atlas on their own machines? Like this becomes kind of a pathway to self-hosted Atlas as opposed to self-hosted.
That's a good question. So let me break it up in two parts. So one is can I run Atlas services on my computer, but also in AWS for production purposes? The answer to that is yes, in the future. You saw this morning Sahir talked about search and vector search coming to community. So when that will be available, in the same way you can run MongoDB communities today for your hobby project or for the early stages of your startup, you will be able to have search and vector search too. Now, the local experience we're talking about today is a completely different offering. So we're not thinking about production use cases. We're thinking about the best ergonomic for developers to get something up and running quickly. And then it's an experience that we control. We know what's inside. We know how you connect to it. We have a very predictable set of services that are running. And that allows us to connect it with the rest of our tooling. And an example that I just gave to a customer in a meeting that really resonated with them is, I control this experience. Therefore, if on your same machine you have Compass, you have VS Code, those can automatically discover those local environments because I know what they look like. I know how to look for them.
Yeah.
So there's no copy-pasting connection strings around. I open Compass and all my local environments are there. And I click and I'm already working with the data on my Atlas.
That's pretty amazing. I haven't actually gone through that experience yet, so I guess I have more digging to do.
So that's something we're still figuring out, but it will happen. That's what we can do because the environment is so predictable.
Yeah. So fundamentally, this isn't designed for scale. It's very much designed for developer experience.
Yes, exactly.
I have to say my experience with it so far has been very good. So can you give us any kind of sneak peek of some of the features that we're thinking about adding in future?
Yeah, so something that will come very soon, and that is again something we are doing because customers were so vocal about it, is including in the image the MongoDB shell, Mongo import logs, or Mongo dump, Mongo restore, and in general the ability to automatically see your local cluster with data and create indexes. So right now, you can do that with the CLI. It's pretty easy. But if we can do it as part of bootstrapping the Docker image, that makes the entire orchestration of your test suite, for example, extremely easy.
Yeah.
And the team is working on that almost as we speak. So you can expect that will be there soon. And then generally, we're looking at what you said earlier, essentially. How can we make the experience of going from local to Atlas smoother? And then also the experience of going from Atlas to local. So if I have my production workload in Atlas, but then I want to build a new feature, can I get a subset of Atlas data into my local environment? So the data I'm working with locally resembles the data I have in production. So all of this is something that we are still figuring out, and there will be a lot of roadmap items going forward around it.
I love this. You don't know this about me, but I used to work in developer tooling within a sort of a big scalable startup.
Oh, really?
So yeah, it's like I've specifically built some of this stuff, and it's hard, especially when you get into data. Like data is the hardest thing to manage within that life.
It is, and there are important aspects to keep in mind. That's why we don't do it lightly. So there's PII. There's a lot of stuff that is not supposed to be shared when you talk about data. And so we have to be very careful with how we build this type of agent.
Yeah. Every time somebody talks to me about taking a copy of their production database to do development,
are you sure?
Yeah. It's like, how much of a conversation do we need to have about this? So yeah, it's good that you're thinking about that and they're designing design this tool. So are there any other What would you say is the biggest integration that you can get now, given that this is Docker native, that people can integrate with that too?
Yeah, so something we've heard a lot from customers, mainly two things. So one is GitHub Actions as part of your pipeline. For example, they can have GitHub Actions, you can run Docker containers there. So the integration with the local offering is just straightforward. And then the other thing is test containers. So a lot of customers use them for testing, and they are based on Docker images. Therefore, you can think of creating a test container for Atlas Local.
Yeah.
Now, someone like in the community creates some PRs for that. We'll probably try to foster that relationship so we can make it happen.
I love that. I love that. Well, I could have put you for another 20 minutes, but sadly, we've run out of time. So I'm just going to say thank you very much. And I'm really excited to see all of this. You're excited about the current release, but I'm also excited to see what's coming down the line.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Hopefully, we'll chat about this again on the podcast soon.
Yeah, I hope so. Take care.